Commodore Praveen Kulkarni joined the Navy in November 84 as part of the first Naval Engineering course and was awarded CNS Rolling Trophy for Best All-Round Cadet at INS Shivaji. He was commissioned on 5th November 1987 and completed M.Tech in Electronics and Communication Engineering, M.Phil in Defense Studies, and he also holds an MBA in Finance. The officer has undergone a course on AI and ML. The officer's career in the Indian Navy included appointments in various billets covering all facets in the Navy, which include operations, staff, training, maintenance and planning, in addition to appointments on board frontline ships. He was also an instructor at Deputy Commandant at Naval War College. His other appointments include stints at ND Vizag as AGM MS, AGM HR and AGM RP, ND MBI as GGM Commercial and Joint Director of Electrical Engineering at Naval Headquarters. He has also commanded INS Kalinga and was CLO at HQLC. He has co-authored his paper with Commander Aditya Ruturi. Commander Aditya Ruturi joined the Navy in July 94 as part of 54 NAVAC course. He was commissioned in 1st July 98 and completed his M.Tech in Computer Science from IIT Madras. He also holds a PG diploma in data science from IIIT Bangalore. The officer's career in the Indian Navy includes appointments in various billets, which include operations, R&D, and maintenance, in addition to appointments on board frontline warships. His other appointments include stints at ND Vizag as Deputy Manager of Weapons and Senior System Manager at VESI New Delhi. The officer was awarded the Rear Admiral R.D. Katari Rolling Trophy for Best All-Around Officer at INS Shivaji. He has been also commended by CNS and CNC. I request the speaker to kindly commence his presentation. I will shortly be making you a presenter, sir. I have given you rights of the presenter, sir. So can you see your, I can see your screen, sir. So we are able to see your presentation.
Okay, good afternoon. Firstly, I must compliment Commanding Officer Valsura and his team for the conduct of this webinar, which was most interesting and enlightening, especially in the time of COVID, when connectivity is so difficult. Now, I hope you won't penalize me for time, because we have something interesting to cover. Now, SEG works in the field of embedded systems. And when we did a study on the defects that were projected to us in the year 2018, we found that most of the defects came to us pertain to failure of memory media. That accounted to almost 70% of all failures. The memory media hosts software which runs the system, and therefore failure in memory media automatically registers the system defective and affects the warfighting capability of the platform. 80% of the memory media on ships are hard disks, and the system failures could be prevented if the memory media failure could be preempted. This would also lead to improvement in system reliability. This led us to the need to evolve a method of predicting failure of hard disks. We felt that AI/ML would be the right approach, and if we could develop a model in AI/ML which could preempt failures, the system reliability would improve. Now, the challenge was, how do we go about doing this? And we realized that hard disks have something called self-monitoring assessment and reporting tool, which reports parameters pertaining to the media, the head. All these are stored in the -1 sector of the hard disk in some cases, and is not available readily for people to use. A total of 254 parameters are reported. Most of the hard disks report about 60 to 100 of these parameters, depending on the manufacturer. So our problem was to formulate a mechanism to extract these parameters, store the parameters in a well-structured database, and thereafter go around building a prediction model for the database. The problem here was that at SEG, we normally get up to 8 hard disks a week, And if we had to rely on the data that we collate at SEG for developing the model, we would not have enough data. So a study revealed that artist failure data is available on a site called Blackblaze, which is a data center. They have 27 lakh data points of about 1 terabyte. These have been recorded in real time over the last 7 years on a daily basis. These data contains the date of recording, the serial number of the hard disk, its model, its capacity, and depending on the manufacturer of the hard disk, about 62 important parameters. Some of the hard disks report even up to 110 or 120 parameters. The most important thing is also that the state of the hard disk, whether it has failed or not, is mentioned. And therefore, this data is labeled and ready for use. Once we had the data with us, we had to identify algorithms which we would use to train the data and to create a suitable prediction model. We chose 3 k-nearest neighbors, multilayer perceptron, and random forest. The reason these algorithms were chosen is because they use underlying different techniques to undertake prediction, and therefore they bring in diversity. And this diversity will help us in a diverse prediction. I will not get too much into detail of each of these because they have been covered by different speakers and the course of this webinar. But suffice to say, k-nearest neighbors, it just is a lazy algorithm, uses distances between label classes and the new test data that you give it to decide which class should the test data be labeled with. Multilayer perceptrons use artificial neural networks. One of the reasons why we chose this is also that the initial funding for the development of multilayer perceptrons was by the US Navy, and therefore it has a historical naval link to it. This was described in detail in one of the webinars, and therefore won't dwell too much onto this. Random forest uses decision trees at its base. It is a very flexible and easy to use algorithm, and it uses a multitude of trees and selects the majority of the class that the trees report by means of voting. I would like you to pay specific attention to this slide. This slide captures the data that we have used during the course of the training of the model. You will see that there are about 27 lakh data points and 129 columns that are there. Also, the quality of data, as you see under the smart parameters information column or the photograph, you will find the quality of data was not very good. We had a lot of nulls, a lot of data that was missing. And the third part I want you to pay attention is something that is listed on the skewed data. The skewed data shows you labels. You'll see that the zeros are 27,71,861, while the ones, that is the failed disks, are only 174. So once the parameters were extracted, we undertook data visualization, identified blanks and outliers. In our case, we decided not to do anything to the outliers because they were automatically reported and therefore were considered part of the data. But the rest of the data had to be cleaned. Blank values had to be filled in, which we did using a lambda function, which we developed. Thereafter, we also developed a covariance matrix to remove parameters which we felt were not required or were not contributing too much to the result. Irrelevant data points were then dropped and a training set was prepared. To cater for the skewed data, which I discussed in the last slide, we used techniques called synthetic minority oversampling technique and the near miss. Because if you simply look at the previous slide, you'll realize that even if I ran this and trained the algorithms using this data, what would happen is it would give me 99% accuracy and it would predict everything has not failed, because 190 odd numbers out of 27 lakh is nothing, and the accuracy would continue to be reported as 99%. And therefore, cleaning the data, preparing the data is very important. After we cleaned and had the training data set ready, we used the algorithms and split the data into training, validation, and test set. Thereafter, hyperparameter tuning was undertaken to improve accuracy of the models. We developed a GUI to improve the man-machine interface. The GUI displays the accuracy, precision, and recall of the trained model. It also saves the parameters of the classifiers for use for testing. So these parameters can then be used on edge devices onboard ships, which would then not require so much of processing power or so much of memory to be used on ships. This is a screenshot of the training. You can see the accuracy, the precision and recall of all the models as indicated by the training set. The three metrics of these models are precision, accuracy, and recall. And as shown on the slide, for us, for a classification problem like ours, where it is very important not to miss a single unhealthy hard disk, recall is a very important parameter. And therefore, all efforts would be made to improve the recall capability of the algorithm. After we trained the model, it was time to put it to test. So we used stored parameters for training. We predicted health, failure, status of hard disk in advance. We developed a GUI, which would help it do it on board ships. And this GUI will be developed or will be deployed on board ships and submarines for use to detect failure in advance of hard disks. This is a screenshot of the prediction model testing. This is the model that will go on ships and will predict hard disk failures in advance. The front end looks almost like the training set. The only difference is that here you use the trained parameters and select the hard disk, the smart parameters of the hard disk that you want to train. And thereafter, it shows you whether the hard disk is likely to fail or would be safe. In this case, the hard disk that we tested was safe. Now, the next question that would likely come up is how would we use or how would we extract smart parameters from hard disk? Presently, what is happening is hard disks do come to SEG for reloading of the software that is corrupted. And that is the time when we extract the smart parameters and do the testing. But we have also parallelly developed a means of extracting the smart parameters without actually removing the hard disk. What we have done is there is an external hardware device on which a Python code is running. It pulls out the smart parameters using a Python script. These are then converted into a CSV or Excel form and stored into the hardware. These that thereafter are taken to the lab and run on the test prediction software, and results are communicated to the ship. So as I said, there will be no requirement for the ship to remove the hard disk, and the parameters would be determined and the ship would be informed accordingly. This is a screenshot which shows the script running for extraction of smart parameters and converting the text file into Excel or CSV files. The benefits of the model are as shown on the screen. Basically, it will help us in preempting failure and would ensure that systems which are mission critical have enough warning to replace their hard disks so that the systems are available continuously. especially when they are deployed for long missions. Presently, the model is being extensively used at the SCG lab to predict hard disk failures, and it would ensure that the Navy continues to remain a blue water Navy and safeguard the maritime borders of the country. Now, over a period of time, what we also plan to do is regularly augment the metrics by continuously training the model by using data points that are uploaded on the BlackBlaze database, which they do every quarter. So every quarter we'll be training the model, and once in 6 months we will be updating the model on ships so that the parameters are improved and the performance of the model is better. The model would also be deployed on ships soon, for which there is a separate exercise in progress. As and when that happens, the model will be deployed on something called the remote embedded system support hardware, which will presently be undergoing VA by a team from Naval Headquarters. With that, I have finished. I'll be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, sir, for this very informative paper presentation. So a lot of questions are pouring in from the audience, sir. So we have a question that during the study, did you come across any correlation if the failures were more on the MBR of the hard disk or the other extended or logical partitions? The reason I'm asking this question is that with rising popularity of UEFI and UUID based partition table for hard disk, should Navy start insisting on this for new systems?
Okay, very interestingly, when we actually looked at failure patterns, we realized that there is no single reason for hard disk to fail. You know, even when you read papers about this, you realize that it is not just one thing that contributes to the failure of the hard disk. There are many things. It could be a failure of the head. It could be a failure of media itself. It could be the number of read-write cycles increasing, or any other reason. We've not been able to point a finger at one particular reason for failure. If that was the case, possibly models like this would not actually have been required.
Thank you, sir. May I ask audience if there is any more questions for the speaker?
Good afternoon, sir. Patni here, sir.
Good afternoon, Ajay.
Sir, in your analysis, was there any correlation established between environmental factors and hard disk failure?
Okay, I can only say this. See, the data that we got was from data centers. So the data centers, the environment is totally different. They're fully air conditioned, the power supplies are regulated. But yes, one certain thing that we can say is temperature did contribute to failures.
Thank you, sir, for your paper presentation, sir. The prediction model architecture developed using KNN, MLP, and random forest algorithms to detect failure in hard disk was indeed a big motivation and takeaway towards real-life implementation of AI models. Deep insights presented in the paper have highlighted us with various important prospects of AI-based predictive maintenance system for embedded system. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.